Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two in a seven-day series I titled Lessons from the Garden. And yesterday I shared about working out in the garden and how there's many lessons that we can learn from that, from working in the garden. And when God put Adam and Eve, or when they were in the Garden of Eden, they were given basically everything. They didn't have to work by the sweat of their brow. They were, you know, just had to go pluck the fruit and the vegetables and eat from there, and there was no thorns and thistles. But after their sin, things changed, and God cast them out of the Garden of Eden. He said that Adam would have to work by the sweat of his brow, and I think that wasn't just for Adam, it was for Eve also. We share in the punishment and judgment that God doled out to mankind, both man and woman. And so have to work and labor by the sweat of his brow, tilling the ground so that he can get fruit and vegetables and things that he can eat. And I don't believe that was just a mean thing, or that was a mean thing that God did to Adam and Eve, but it was something that he did so that they could learn some lessons. Learn some lessons about God, learn some lessons about themselves. And I think we can learn some real good lessons from the garden. And so that was what we shared about yesterday. And today, we're going to look at one aspect of this, and it's that life is fragile. Just as a plant, you know, is... You put the seed in the ground and it comes up, and it's very fragile, and it's temporal. It's not, you know, it's not like a rock that's there. I mean, things can happen to it. It can be blown around. The water or storms can beat it down, and it can even the rain comes and it can wash it away, and the birds can come and pluck it out and eat it, and it's just fragile. Life is fragile. A horse or a deer or something like that can come walking by and eat it or stomp on it, or you know, the little bugs and insects can come. And I know sometimes when I do beans this year, it was such a blessing. I don't know, I didn't have bugs in my garden like I usually do, but oftentimes when the beans first come up, the first couple few leaves, it seems like there's some little critter, that some insect or something, that eats it, and so I have to put the powder on there and stuff. This year I didn't have to do any of that. I don't think I lost any. And potato bugs too, they're usually prevalent here, but I haven't seen one potato bug, and my potatoes are up really tall. So life is fragile. There's bugs, there's insects, there's critters, there's storms, things can happen to plants, and human life is very similar. Life is fragile. Also in this whole thing with life is the plants, they have a time where they're small, and then there's this growing season, and then there's a fruit-bearing season, and then there's a time when the plant is still alive, but it won't be too long before it dies. And life is fragile. And I was thinking of a few verses, and I'm going to read a few here. Some out of Ecclesiastes, and then also a couple out of Psalms. So, got to turn to it here. First of all, be in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to of war in a time of peace? What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart. And that word world there could be eternity, that he has set eternity in their heart, that every man knows that there's something more than just this 50, 60, 70, 80 years of life here on this earth, that God has set eternity in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. And so here in this passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, we see that there's a time, there's a season of life, there's times to do this and times to do that, and that life is fragile. It's not going to last forever, and we need to fear God, and we need to know that there's this life that God has given us, and we should use it for good. We should do good with this life that God has given to us. Also, in the last two verses in Ecclesiastes, this would be chapter 12, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And so there's judgment day coming. There's a time when our lives will end, and we'll stand before the judgment seat of God. And whatever we have done in our life, it will be known. You know, God knows what it is, and we will be judged by those things, and whether we have made Christ our Savior and Lord, and whether we've believed in the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sins. All these things will come to account someday, what we believe and how we live, not just what we think or what we said or something like that, but how we've actually lived and what we actually believe, because really our life tells what we really believe. And then I want to turn over to Psalms chapter 90 first, I guess. Psalms 90, 9 through 12, it says, "But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." Oh, that's Psalms 91, sorry. Psalms 90, verse 9. "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." So here it tells that man's life is only going to be 70 years, maybe 80 years, and I know people live to be 100 and in their 90s and 100 sometimes, but that's not real common. Most people die in the 60, 70, 80 years, something like that. And so here we have God saying that we should number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom, that we should Consider life is fragile. Consider that this life is only but a vapor. It passeth away. And that's what we're going to look at here in the next verse, chapter 103, Psalm 103, and verse 13. We'll start here. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. We're just made of the dust, and that's what we read there yesterday in Genesis chapter 3. And as for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. So here he's relating man's life to a plant, to grass, to a flower. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. So the wind passeth over it, maybe it blows the dirt away and the plant away or whatever, a storm comes through. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And so God relates man's life to a temporal thing, but he says that his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. It isn't temporal. And so God here gives us this passage and shows us that our life is as the flower of the field, and it passeth away, and that life is fragile, and that we should number our days. And that's my encouragement to us today, that we would see that our life is fragile, and that we should do things with our life that is going to be good and that is going to be profitable and that is going to be a blessing and eternal. That, you know, we can labor and toil and do things for just this life and for our own pleasures and things like that. But, you know, there's things that are eternal. There's things that we can invest in people and preaching the gospel and sharing our life with, sharing what God has done with others, and so that they can also have eternal life. So, lessons from the garden. Today, it's life is fragile, and that we should number our days, and that we should apply our hearts unto wisdom, and that we should know the conclusion of the matter, to fear God, and to keep his commandments. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and leave a message. I'd like to hear from you. What are some lessons from the garden that you can think of and that you would be able to share? And I'll try to get some of those things in these lessons the next few days. So what are some lessons that you think that God had intended for Adam and Eve to be able to know about themselves, about him from the garden? So God bless you. Thanks for calling. And you can leave that message by pressing 099. It'll ask you to record your message, and then you have to press the pound key, I think it is, and then number 1 to save your message. Otherwise, we won't get it. So God bless you. Thanks for calling. Bye.